Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Hey chickens, I'm watching a trailer. it's going forever. I'm 1 minute into the 2 minute trailer. By the end of this week, I will have hopefully gotten through the whole thing. Sorry about all the tangents, but you know, that's what happens here. I'm easily distracted. And also, I'm only just getting through my first coffee. So this could be what the podcast is going to be like going forward. Because Saturday morning, I'm going to have a new episode. I'm going to sit down with a coffee and I'm going to just start talking. Yeah. By the way, I would love your thoughts, your theories, how you feel about this new trailer. Have you even seen it, or are you a trailer avoider? Some people are trailer avoiders, and I'm ruining it for you now because I'm describing it and you're like, I can't even imagine what it's like. Why are you saying it? But yes, trailer avoiders, I'm sorry that I've just barreled into this trailer like no one's business. But it's I don't notice the stuff that you're meant to notice, though. You know, like sometimes you go online, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe this is in the trailer. I'm like, I did not see that. Anyway, we're out the front of, an old ye oldie house, like a, you know, in Bridgerton world. Jane Austen's around the corner. Emma Thompson's, you know, wringing her hands over Hugh Grant somewhere. Poor Kate Winslet's very sad about Willoughby. Willoughby! Alan Rickman. I don't know why I've gone to Sense and Sensibility. It's such a great film. It's one of my favorites. Anyway, everyone's wearing pretty dresses. I love The Gilded Age. It's one of my favorite shows. I've told you this before. But I call them my dress shows. Sometimes Gary's like, you're watching one of your dress shows? I'm like, yeah, I think this counts. I was watching Capote and the Swans. I'm like, this counts as a dress show. They're wearing dresses. Sometimes I just want to watch a show for the dresses. Bridgerton's a dress show. I love a dress show. They're fun. Anyway, Doctor Who's going to be a dress show. But there is a woman who is kind of shaking herself and becoming like a bird creature. Like she grows feathers and a beak instead of a nose. I mean, amazing. And then Ruby says, what I've been thinking all this time, oh my Bridgerton. She's wearing a lovely Regency frock. It's in kind of like a lemony colour. The doctor's got, like, as well as wearing his, you know, velvet cropped jacket, you know, he's got his hair is like a little bit bouffant, and he's got like a little tail with the ribbon in it. Oh my God, he looks like he'll be in Hamilton. I watched Hamilton yesterday. It's still really good. It's coming back to Sydney. Should I go again? If you don't like Hamilton, I would love to hear from you. Because it's just like, I want to find it cringy, but I just still really enjoy it. I don't know how it works. She's next thing the doctor and Ruby are dancing with everyone on the floor. This is a lot of money. You know, in the past when they did one of these, like, remember the girl in the fireplace and there was like maybe two other people in dresses? Like, this is a whole room full of people dancing. Like, this is like a, like, they've got a full Bridgerton budget, but just for one episode. That's what I love about Doctor Who, is like, you go, yes, Bridgerton this week. Let's come on board. It'll be fun. But obviously with bird creatures. Then Ruby says, this place is completely mad. And we see an old woman screaming. Is she in the 50s? Like, she's kind of like in a 50s style flat or the 60s. She does look a little bit like June Hudson, who was the costume designer of Doctor Who in the 80s and came up with the maddest things you've ever seen. She also used to do Blake 7, and I swear, sometimes on Blake 7, she's like, oh, it's a fashion show. I don't care about being spacey. Anyway, this old woman is screaming, looking at something. And next thing we see, Jinx Monsoon coming forward, reaching out. Jinx is wearing, whoever Jinx's character is wearing the piano key lapels on a glittery outfit. But there are what looks like solid musical notes and staves coming from behind them. Like, that is very strange. I don't know what's going on there. I'm terrified. I don't want it to be like the throwing musical notes scene in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of because that was too much. Have I ever told you my theory about that? That I think I did it on the I talked about it on the Big Squid podcast with Justin Hamilton and Ben Elwood when we went to see it, and we were all horrified immediately afterwards. And my theory was that Sam Raimi felt, you know, because he directed the first three Spider-Man films at Sony, and I, you know, it's kind of the became the kickoff of all the insane Marvel universe, and then all films were superhero films for about 5 or 6 years. And I feel like Sam Raimi has gone, oh, I feel like it's my fault that there's been no, that, you know, cinema has become so homogenous with all these superhero films. So he tried to make a film that was so distasteful and abhorrent to the eyes, the emotions in the directing the Doctor Strange sequel, that it would shut down superhero movies forever. And I feel like it kind of worked. Like, I feel like since then we haven't really had one that we all go, oh, this is a great superhero movie. They're all been like, yeah, it's okay. Like, at best, it's okay. Anyway, I am mad for that theory. Anyway, we are still watching this trailer. Ruby has said this place is completely mad. She's laughing and she's shooting a space rifle. But she's kind of laughing. I mean, sometimes the Doctor's companions become slightly psychopathic when they get into outer space or the future. Like, I feel like something breaks in their brains and they get a bit too excited about being out in dangerous places. But yeah, she's shooting a space gun. Behind her is like some sort of weapon. Someone's standing on like a glowing platform. It's, I don't know what's going on. Then there's like a creature or a person trapped in a drum. I'm presuming this is at Abbey Road because it looks a bit like the Abbey Road that I've seen when Kylie sang that. I know. Sometimes you're like, Adam, are you really that gay? Yeah, I only recognize Abbey Road when Kylie goes there. Then we hear the voice of Kate Stewart saying, things seem to be turning more and more supernatural. Well, we were warned that there was going to be more fantasy. And certainly someone kind of trapped in the skin of a drum. Like, it's a big drum with the big, what are they called? The tom-tom, like the bass drum? Whatever it is, that's the big one. But lying flat. The one that they, you know, sometimes they hit and like dust comes off it, or they put, I don't know if they put rice on it. I don't know. It's something for effect. But one of those big drums. And then there's a girl with an Alice band looking terrified at something that's blurry in the foreground, possibly dripping. Oh, yeah, there's definitely dripping. As you go through it slowly, there's a drippingness. Is it a horn? A drippy horn? It's gross. Whatever it is. I don't like it. like drippy things. It just makes me, I don't know, I think the drippy thing is like, it makes me think of ice cream that you haven't eaten quick enough. Like I plow through an ice cream. I don't want any drips on me. nom, 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 no drippy ice cream. I've become obsessed with these icy poles that we found in like an Asian supermarket called, it had a big sign saying Korea's number one. And now we just call them Korea's number one. It's some sort of melon flavored ice cream, like honeydew melon. It's green and it's like a square, but it's also got like a chewing gum sort of consistency. It's really yum. Anyway, then we've got like, it looks like a gas lamp or maybe an electric lamp that's just recently been converted from gas in the snow. Is that snow or is this a lot of dust? No, it's snow. And it's kind of flickering. Then there's a wine glass exploding. And we seem, this seems to be like, this might be Abbey Road as well, because this seems to be like a, like there's AMI tapes there. There's the mirror, Khrushchev threatens Finland. Oh yeah, we're definitely in the 60s here. And there's like a fancy magazine. And it looks like it's on the desk of a recording studio, you know, where you've got all the knobs and buttons, which I do not have here where I record. All right, more in the next episode.